Today, my brothers and sisters, for just a few moments, I would that you would prayerfully come with me as we focus our minds upon the theme, upon the subject, Count Your Many Blessings. That's what I'd like to talk about today. Count your many blessings. And for our scriptural text for today, we have three passages of scripture that I would that you would come and share with me. Our first scripture will be found in John chapter 20, verse 28. Our second scripture will be found in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. And our final scripture will be found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. I shall repeat those scriptures. If you have your Bible, turn with me now to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. And we shall focus upon that 28th verse. The 20th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. Verse 28. There we find these important words recorded. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. For our second scripture shall be turned to the Old Testament, to 2 Kings, 2 Kings, chapter 6. 2 Kings, chapter 6, verses 15, 16, and 17. 2 Kings, chapter 6. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, beginning at that 15th verse, there we find this classic and powerful and familiar story recorded. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with thee. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. For our final scripture, shall we revisit the New Testament, this time to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, and we shall look at that famous 19th verse. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. There we find the Apostle Paul boldly declaring, But my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Count your many blessings. Please, if you would, repeat that after me. Count your many blessings. Turn to your neighbor now. Look your neighbor right in the eye. Lift up your finger and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
God today.
Want you to be sure that in spite of it all, you count your many blessings. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, Pastor Saunders, distinguished men, visiting friends, it is quite important, if not imperative, that all of us here today clearly realize and recognize that it is a wonderful and marvelous thing to be able to count. Yes, it's quite important. Amen. That all of us here today clearly recognize and realize that it is a wonderful and marvelous thing to be able to count. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I dare say that one of the happiest moments in the life of you parents, along with having your child walk for the first time and being able to say mommy or daddy, is when your child demonstrates that they can count. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's tremendous to be able to count. You see, my brothers and sisters, when you're able to count, you're able to tell time. Amen. When you're able to count, you're able to dial the telephone.
Uh-huh.
When you're able to count, Pastor Sanders, you're able to pay your bills.
Yeah. All right.
When you're able to count, you're able to cook a good meal.
Yeah. All right.
When you're able to count, brothers and sisters, you're able to properly take your medication.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, it's wonderful. It's
marvelous.
It's tremendous to be able to count. I can remember, brothers and sisters, I can remember, man, when I was a junior in high school, there at Dorsey High in the city of Los Angeles, the city of the angels and other things. Amen. I learned how to count to 10 in Spanish. Oh, yes, I did. I said I learned how to count to 10 in Spanish. Well, here we go. Amen. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez. Bless God, amen. Walking past. Don't you see, it's just wonderful. It's marvelous.
Right.
Tremendous to be able to count. Therefore, brothers and sisters, having said all of this, let it clearly be understood this day, on this annual men's day, that I'm of the very strong and clear contention that if, in fact, you are able to count, then surely as a believer in Jesus, you ought to be able to count your blessings. Amen. Yes, Brother Clark, God bless you. Amen. If, in fact, you are able to count, then surely as a believer, surely as a blood-bought and blood-washed child of the living God, you ought to be able to count your blessings. But you see, my brothers and sisters, Fountain, realize that if you're able to count to one, and realize that there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, you ought to be able to count your blessings. If you're able to count to two, and realize that Jesus Christ has given unto us, Brother Edwards, the two great commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You ought to be able to count your blessings. If you're able to count to three, and realize that there are three great members of the divine Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To be able to count to four and realize that Jesus Christ raised Lazarus on the fourth day, you ought to be able to count your blessings. If you're able to count to five and realize that David took five smooth stones and a slingshot and defeated the giant Goliath, you ought to be able to count your blessings. If you're able to count to six and realize that Jesus took six water pots and turned them into six wine pots at a wedding in Cana, you ought to be able to count to seven. If you're able to count to seven and realize that Naaman dipped seven times in the river Jordan and was made clean, you ought to be able to count your blessings. If you're able to count to eight and realize that the Apostle Paul was circumcised on the eighth day, you ought to be able to count your blessings. If you're able to count to nine and realize that nine of the 10 lepers whom Jesus healed did not return to tell the Lord thank you, you ought to be able to count your blessings. If you're able to count to 10 and realize that there are 10 great commandments in the Mosaic Decalogue, you ought to be able to count your blessings. My brothers, my sisters, if you can count, then surely as a Christian, you ought to be able to count your blessings. And you know, brothers and sisters, as we move on just a little bit further, Pastor Jerry, it occurred to me, watch this here, it occurred to me that there is an inverse relationship between counting and complaining. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. I said there is an inverse relationship relationship between shouting and complaining. And by this I simply mean to say, church, that the more you count your blessings, the less likely you are to complain about your condition. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, someone here today needs to do yourself a sanctified and spiritual favor and count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings and see what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right. And so, my brothers and my sisters, as we move right along and as we interface with our magnificent text for today, we discover that they profoundly, helpfully, and respectively are suggesting several issues, men involving all of us, counting our blessings. Number one, our texts are suggesting that perhaps you are here today and you need to count the times the Lord has surprised you. Number two, the texts are suggesting that maybe you're here today and you need to count the times the Lord has surrounded you. Lord, have mercy. And then number three, the text seems to be suggesting that you need to perhaps count the times the Lord has supplied you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, my brothers in particular, my sisters, everybody. Perhaps you need to count the times the Lord has surprised you. Count the times the Lord has surrounded you. And then count the times the Lord has supplied you. Now concerning our first issue, again in that 28th verse of John chapter 20. We hear Thomas declaring, "My Lord and my God." Oh, bless his holy name. Understand in the context of this verse, brothers and sisters, that Thomas here is expressing the fact that he was absolutely startled and totally and completely surprised at seeing the nail-scarred hand and touching the pierced eye of a bodily resurrected Christ. Yes, Thomas here in this verse is expressing the fact that he was absolutely, totally, and completely surprised at seeing the bodily resurrected Christ. So much so until he had to declare, "My Lord and my God." Hallelujah. And you know, Pastor Silas, I believe in my spirit. Yes, I do. I believe in my spirit that we have some Thomases here today. Oh, yes. I said, I believe in my spirit. We have some Thomases here in the sanctuary today. And that is simply to say, I believe that there's somebody here who, just like Thomas, has been wonderfully and marvelously surprised by God. So much so until you've had to say, "My Lord and my God." Oh, yes. Somebody here has been surprised by God. I believe we have an officer here, some deacon, some trustee, who's been surprised by God. I believe we have some auxiliary worker here who's been surprised by God. I believe we have some mother here, some father here, some husband here, some wife here who's been surprised by God. I believe we have some man here who's been surprised by God. I believe we have a preacher here who's been surprised by God. So much so until you've had to say, "My Lord and my God." Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question. Have you ever received a blessed check in the mail? You didn't expect What a surprise! Have you ever received a blessed phone call? You didn't expect. What a surprise! Have you ever received a blessed and wonderful letter? You didn't expect. What a surprise! Have you ever received a blessed honor or blessed compliment? You didn't expect. What a surprise! Have you ever received a blessed visit from a longtime friend or precious relative? You didn't expect. What a surprise! What a surprise! What a surprise! I said, what a surprise! Lord has surprise. Amen. Secondly, in the corners with our text for today, brothers and sisters, perhaps you're here today and you need to count the times the Lord has surrounded you. Oh, men, brothers and sisters, I need somebody to wake up and smell the Big Mac right here. Amen. Amen. The Lord has surrounded you. But concerning our second text, we're told in 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning at verse 15, of a time when the Syrian army had surrounded the city of Dothan. And the servant of the prophet Elisha became terrified. He became horrified. So much so until Elisha initially had to say to his servant, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with thee." And then Elisha had to pray to the Lord for the Lord to open his servant's eyes. And brothers and sisters, when the Lord opened Elisha's servant's eyes, he amazingly saw that the mountain was just full of angelic hosts and chariots of fire that surrounded him, and especially Elisha. Hallelujah. Don't you see today, my brothers and my sisters, that the text is profoundly and helpfully suggesting that we need to count the times the Lord has surrounded us. Hallelujah. Now what I'm trying to say here, here's the point. Here's the lesson. Brothers and sisters, and especially you dear brothers, you ought to be spiritual enough to see that through it all, it's been God's protecting angels who have been surrounded all along the way. Can I get an amen there? Can I get an amen there? I said, through it all. I said, through it all. It's been God protecting angels. It's been God's chariots of fire who have been surrounding you all along the way. It hasn't been your little education. It hasn't been your bank account. It hasn't been economic portfolio. It hasn't been your Cadillac or your Mercedes-Benz or your Jaguar or your Volvo or your BMW. It hasn't been your fax machine. It hasn't been your computer or your website or your CD. It hasn't been your clothes. It hasn't been your hat. It hasn't been your weed, all your weed, it's been And this is why I found him. This is why I passed the sentence. This is why I've been saying for a long time all over America. I've been saying to our young people. And you young folks and young adults, all of you buffies and yuppies and duppies and rockers and baby boomers and baby busters. Amen. Members of the X and Y generation. This is why, listen to me today. This is why you need to make sure that your relationship with God is intact. This is why you need to make sure, young people, young adults, teenagers, that your relationship with Jesus Christ is intact. This is precisely why, young people, young adults, you need to make sure that your relationship with the Holy Ghost is intact. Because in the final analysis, they will be the only ones who will surround you and protect you. Lord, have mercy, God. But let me just be real with you this moment. Let me just tell the whole truth, if I may. Understand, young people, that Michael Jordan, regardless of how well he could play basketball, cannot protect you. Shaquille the Shaq O'Neal. Amen. No matter how well he can dunk the ball, he cannot protect you. Young people, I'm trying to help somebody. Michael Jackson. Lord have mercy. Oh, Jesus. He cannot protect you. Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey, they cannot protect you. Queen Latifah and Brandy and Tony Braxton and TLC and Salt and Pepper, they cannot protect you. Ice-T and Ice Cube and Dr. Dre and Big Daddy Kane and Master P and Usher and Puff Daddy and Steve Ritter and Silk the Shocker and Maxwell and Snoop Dogg and Dog cannot protect you. Only God, only Jesus, only the Holy Ghost will surround you and protect you. Hallelujah. 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 Brothers and my sisters. The Lord has surrounded you. But then finally, as we move toward a close, our text for today, respectively, also suggesting that perhaps you are here this morning and you need to count the time. The Lord has surprised you. Hallelujah. Yes. I said, yes. The Lord has supplied you for our final text. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. Find the Apostle Paul gloriously declaring, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, brothers, partner, understand today that Paul here, in the context of this verse, is actually recounting the time. He's actually thanking the Philippians for financially helping him in his ministry. In essence, Paul is saying to the Philippians, Philippians, oh my dear and precious Philippians, because you have been so generous to me in meeting and supplying my needs, I want you to know that my God is going to be extra generous to you in meeting and supplying your needs. In the larger context of the matter, Paul here is really thanking the Lord for using the Philippians to supply his needs. Somebody say amen. I said say amen. Paul here is really, in the larger context of the issue, thanking the Lord, amen, for using the Philippians to supply. needs and all fountain brothers and sisters, let me ask you a question or two. Have you ever been blessed by other people?
Yeah.
Is there anybody here? I said, have you ever been blessed by other people? In other words, has the Lord ever used other people to supply your needs? I said, has he ever used other people to supply your needs? So have you ever needed a job and the Lord used others to supply? Needed a place to stay, and the Lord used others to supply it. Have you ever needed some transportation, a car, or what have you, and the Lord used others to supply it? Have you ever needed some money, some cash, some revenue, some finance, and the Lord used others to supply it? Have you ever needed a jump start in your life, a jump start in your career, a jump start in your ministry, and the Lord used others to supply it? Count the times the Lord has used other people to supply your needs. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm going to close with this. My dear brothers, God bless your heart. My dear sisters, never ever forget that God has a saving, supplying fountain. I said, our God has a saving, supplying fountain. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, supplying fountain. Yes, he does. And by this, I simply mean to say that God will save you. God will supply all of your needs if you just come to the fountain. Hallelujah. I said, God will save you. God will supply all